Summerscape, celebrating its 25th anniversary this year, will present Love in the Wars, a play based on a Heinrich von Kleist drama adapted by John Banville. The play is part of an exploration of Schubert and his world. Gideon Lester is curator of the dance and theater productions for the Richard B. Fisher Center for the Performing Arts at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson. Lester explains the connection between Kleist's play and the works of composer Franz Schubert.
Heinrich von Kleist, who wrote Penthesilea, the play that Love in the Wars is based on, was an exact contemporary of Schubert. He lived in Germany, Schubert lived in Austria, but all part of the great Austro-Hungarian Empire. And Schubert's circle certainly read Kleist and admired Kleist. I think that there's an interesting connection in the themes of classicism and romanticism, which run very much through Schubert and also through Kleist. And if you wanted to find a thematic connection between the two, Schubert, of course, is the great composer who can crash the dark and the light into each other. His music can be searing and tragic, and then very suddenly can become light and airy. And Kleist, in a way, has some similar tendencies too. He also is juxtaposing the epic and the historical with something that can be very light and playful. So although as artists they were very, very different from each other and didn't personally know each other, still in a way you can see the great spirit of invention of the beginning of the 19th century in Europe in both of these artists.
Lester explains why he and his colleagues selected the play.
He's a very enigmatic, very imaginative figure, maybe one of the most famous playwrights of Germany in the 19th century. And his plays are very rarely produced in the English-speaking world, largely because they've never been well translated. And I've always loved Kleist, and Penthesilea has always been, you know, there as a mountain to climb, as one of the great, great plays of the 19th century. So we were very happy when we found this incredible adaptation by the Irish novelist John Banville.
Lester, who is also director of theater programs at Bard College, calls Kleist the Shakespeare of Germany.
It's one of the great plays about the battle of the sexes, about, if you like, the tribes of men and women and how they adore each other and how they don't always understand each other. It's a love story gone wrong. In a way, it's rather like Antony and Cleopatra by Shakespeare, in that it's about two leaders of mighty nations, in this case the Greek general Achilles and the queen of the tribe of Amazons, Penthesilea, who are at war with each other as part of the great Trojan War, and yet see each other on the battlefield and are completely transfixed with each other and fall in love. You could almost say that it's the worst possible thing that could happen is to have two leaders of opposing nations fall in love with each other, or maybe it's the best thing. And there's enormous dramatic potential to be mined in that situation.
You said the cast consists mainly of pretty young actors and they've got a lot to sink their teeth into. Would you please expand upon that?
It's a very beautiful cast. It's a cast of extremely talented, mainly young actors from off-Broadway and Broadway. And American actors don't have that much opportunity to play great classical roles. We don't see very much classical theater anymore. So it's just wonderful to see, you know, these racehorses in the cast tackle such a great challenge as this 19th century epic play.
Obie Award winner Birgit Huppeck is tackling the challenge. She stars as the Amazon queen, Penthesilea. And here's her reaction to Lester's pretty young actors comment.
We do. We have a lot to think that you can do. Everything from the play being in meter, so that always, some of it is so poetic, and you don't want to lose the beautiful imagery, and at the same time you want to live in it and not be intimidated to chew it, or allow it to, be lived in and maybe not be so pretty. It's been a big journey for us all.
She says she turned to myriad sources to prepare for her role as a mythological heroine.
So sort of like potentially what Banville might have looked at or sourced, or then looking at Kleist and then looking at mythology, and then letting myself basically go anywhere that would be useful, which is anything that I find inspiring or stuff that Ken, the director, will bring up. You know, looking at YouTube videos of the 1940s and those sort of like love, those pairs of love, like Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy, or looking at art spanning time. I'll go to the Strand in New York and just look at like art gallery books, that things that trigger for me that seem like they somehow relate or resonate. And poetry, certainly been inspired by different poets, a sort of, you know, sourcing anything that'll help trigger things in me. And then, of course, ultimately, just focusing on the text itself.
Hupik says the role is physically challenging.
Yes, it's been very intense learning how to, you know, well, learning and gaining upper body strength, and also just endurance, like being able to keep my energy going throughout a fight, and also not overstressing my body, so not being, you know, so nervous about it that I don't give my muscles the chance to rest and relax before we add on to the choreography and figure out the next bit of work. So that's been different. I haven't had something so physical in this way in a number of years.
It is Hupik's first time performing at the Fisher Center in Dutchess County, though she grew up not terribly far down the Hudson River in Ossining in Westchester County. Hupik stars alongside One Life to Live's Chris Stack in the world premiere of John Banville's play. Obie Award winner Ken Schmall directs. Bard Summerscape 2014 consists of 7 weeks of opera, music, theater, dance, film, and cabaret at the Fisher Center for Performing Arts at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.